Dear devotees, brothers and mothers, internet listeners, everybody is welcome. Please repeat. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Cheva Anarotamam Devim Sarsatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udiriyet Nashtapraya Shubhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Seviya Bhagavati Uttam Shiloke Bhaktir Bhakti Nishtati. Before citing Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the personality of God and Narayan, unto Narayan and Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author, unto Srila Prabhupada, our loving spiritual master. Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, chapter 12, text 17, the perfect society, 4 spiritual classes. Please repeat. Vanaprasthaya. Oh, I see. Why is it? There is no purport, eh?
No.
24. Okay, all right. Translation, verse 17. O King, I shall now describe the qualifications of a vanaprastha, one who has retired from family life. By rigidly following the rules and regulations, for the vanaprastha, one can easily be elevated to the upper planetary system known as Maharlok. There is no purport by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. I like to say a little here. Srila Prabhupada used to say that after 50 one must retire. Vanaprastha, after 50. Repeatedly he has said. But the system is such, nobody wants to be retired. No politicians, no ordinary people. Till the death, they stay at home. Actually, as Bhagavat is explaining, Lord Gauranga is explaining, Lord Gauranga, who is the Supreme Personality of God, and Krishna himself, he is saying that, not he said, that Sarvam Bhattacharya, who was a Mayavadi, then by the mercy of Lord Gauranga, he became a pure devotee. So he addressed Lord Gauranga. He said, Vairagya Vidya Niji Bhakti Yoga. You are teaching the science of renunciation, Vairagya Vidya. Niji Bhakti, your own devotion. Shikshartak Eka Purusha Purana. You are giving this shiksha, this teaching. And you are very old, you are the oldest. Purusha Purana means very old. And Purusha Purana, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sharir Dhari. And that very, very old person means the original person. Krishna, he has assumed the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This was the realization of Sarvam Bhattacharya. Shikshat Keka Purusha Purana. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sharir Dhari. kripam budharjastam ham prapadde. You please be merciful unto me and I surrender unto your lotus feet. So, point is, we should act in a such a way that if we become detached from this mundane, miserable, material world. Not that we are acting in a such a way that our attachment to this mundane, miserable, material world is increasing. Why we should practice detachment? Because sooner or later, we shall be kicked out of here. We will be forced to get out of here because we may not like, but we will be forced. Okay, no. Let's go. So if I stay attached, then it's going to be very difficult for me to give up this world. Very, very difficult. So, Vedic culture is such that from the beginning, children were sent to Gurukul. They are given spiritual education. Nowadays, what is this education? Prabhupada used to say, the present schools and colleges, they are slaughterhouses. Boys and girls go from home good and return as rogues and thieves and all kind of rascals. This is because there is no education. There is no education about the soul. What is this education? How to fill the belly? And sometimes that is also not filled. So, this is not education actually. They are making everybody Shudra. Worker. And Shudra has no intelligence, they cannot understand. So, Srila Prabhupada said, I am making Brahmins. Because this present society, Brahmins are considered the head of the society. And our present society is a headless society, no Brahmins. Not by birth, but by action, by karma. One can become Brahman, not by janma, but by karma. Kali Yuga, everybody is born Shudra. Kalo Shudra Sambhava. And in the society of Shudras, nobody can be happy and peaceful. The Brahmins are there, Vaishnavas are there, Kshatriyas are there, Vaishyas are there. Then only. Next verse. A person in vanprasth life should not eat grains grown by tilling of the fields. He should also not eat grains that have grown without tilling of the field, but are not fully ripe. Nor should a vanaprastha eat grains cooked in fire. Indeed, he should eat only fruit ripened by the sunshine. So, how hard it is for vanaprastha? Great austerity. Next verse. A vanpras should prepare cakes to be offered in sacrifice from fruits and grains grown naturally in the forest. When he obtains some new grains, he should give up his old stock of grains. A vanaprastha should prepare a thatched cottage or take shelter of a cave in a mountain only to keep the sacred fire, but he should personally practice enduring snowfall, wind, fire, rain and the shining of the sun. The vanaprastha should bear matted logs and hair on his head, and let his body hair, nails and mustache grow. He should not cleanse his body of dirt. He should keep a water pot, deer skin and rod, wear the bark of a tree as a covering, and use garments colored like fire. Being very thoughtful, a vanprastha should remain in the forest for 12 years, 8 years, 4 years, 2 years, or at least 1 year. He should behave in such a way that he will not be disturbed or troubled by too much austerity. When, because of disease or old age, one is unable to perform his prescribed duties for advancement in spiritual consciousness or study of the Vedas, he should practice fasting, not taking any food. Now the verse 24. Please repeat. Atmani, in one's self. Aganin, the fire elements within the body. Samarpaya, properly placing. Sannyas, giving up. Aham, false identity. Mama, false conception. Atmatam, Atmatam, of the body's being oneself, or one's own. Karaneshu, in the five elements that cause the material body. Nayaset, one should merge. Samyak, completely. Sangatam, combination. To, but. Yatarhata, as it befits. Atmani aganin samarpoya sanyasaham mamatmatam karneshu nayaset samyak sangatvam tu yatarahata. Yes, 1%, 2%. Matajis. Translation, please repeat. He should properly place the fire elements in his own self. And in this way, give up bodily affinity by which one thinks the body to be one's self or one's own. One should gradually merge the material body into the five elements, earth, water, fire, air and sky. Before I read the purport, I like to go back and tell you one story about Vanaprastha. There is one family in India, in this Kali Yuga, not in other yugas, and a well-to-do family, quite rich. But the person was very, very spiritually inclined. And same way was his good wife. One day he mentioned to his wife that, Devi, I want to, go to the forest, travel. One day we have to give up everything. She said, I also want to go with you. So many descriptions are there about Vanaprastha. He knew that she won't be hindrance in my devotion to Krishna. It's all right. At the middle of night, they got up, left the home. Big family, left everything. Both of them, husband and wife, whole night they were walking. Husband's name was Soja ji. So all night they were walking. And when morning sunrise, what the husband saw, that his wife, she's carrying a baby, boy baby, in her lap. She said, why you brought him with you? And she said, my dear Patidev, this baby is only 10 months. Who's going to take care of him? So then this Soja ji pointed out the ground. You can see so many ants crawling? Yes. Who's taking care of them? Who's feeding them? Means Krishna is taking care of everyone. One who's taking care of these ants and all the living entities will also take care of him also. If you want to come with me, leave me here on the path in the forest. So ten months old baby boy was left there. She was very, very chase Mata, left on the advice of her husband. Now they're walking, going. The family members, when they got up, they found they are not there, they understood, oh, they both left. Now they started searching for them, going here and there. They couldn't find them, but they found that boy. They brought the boy. Now for 3 days, this both husband and wife, they were walking, but they couldn't get anything to eat. Now Sojaji is wondering, I renounce everything and in the name of Krishna, but why Krishna feeds everyone? Why couldn't get anything to eat? For 3 days. So he just sat down and meditated. I didn't bring anything. I left everything behind. Now, he inquired from his wife, you brought anything with you? She said, yes. What you brought with you? So, from her pocket she took one gold coin. So why you brought this with you? You have no faith in Krishna? Throw this gold coin. She threw away the gold coin. And somebody was watching, and these people are so renounced. She threw the gold coin. And immediately after that, they were being taken care, no problem, everything. So, for the story and little comments here, when we are attached to this material world, when we try to take care of our needs ourselves, then we have problems. But Krishna advised us to surrender unto his lotus feet. Sarva dharman paritaje. Give up all varieties of religion. And just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from the reaction of your sinful action. Do not fear. Don't worry. But my mind is so much lost in the material world. I can't surrender. This is my problem. So, Prabhupada has mentioned that surrender, Prabhupada is explaining, giving one example. A baby is totally dependent upon his mother. Baby cannot take care of himself. Even if a fly sits on baby cannot move the fly. Totally dependent on mother is always thinking of her baby. So this way we should try to be totally dependent upon Krishna. And Prabhupada was also like that. He was totally dependent upon Krishna. And in this country, if you have to walk from here to there, you have to pay some money. And he came here with $7 to start a movement. What was this? Dependence upon Krishna. Total dependence. And age is 70. Practically no friends, no money. But Krishna was with him. A real friend. Krishna, Radharani's mercy was there. Jagan Mata, the mother of everyone, was with him. And in a short time, sometimes some devotee thinks, oh, we help Prabhupada to establish this movement. Who are you to help Prabhupada, you know? What is your credential? What you can do? Wrong thinking. It's all divine arrangement. So, my problem is, I'm not surrendered. That's why so many problems. But Krishna wants us to surrender. Now what happened? For 12 years they were traveling, both husband and wife, different places, chanting Hare Krishna, worshipping Krishna. Detachment. After 12 years, this Mata said, "My dear Patidev, let's go and find out about our son, how he's doing." He said, "Okay, let's go." After 12 years, a long time, they came back to their place. When they came back, there was one garden. They sat in the garden. And Soja ji, there was a gardener who was taking care of the garden. Soja ji inquired from the gardener that who is the king of this country. Gardener said that king of this country had no child, no issue. And Soja ji, he didn't know that he's talking with Soja ji. The Soja ji left his son in the forest and king adopted that boy as his son. A king has died. Now the son of Soja ji is the king of the state. When they left the boy in the name of Krishna, Krishna made him the king. This is something, you know. It's a true story. No, she understood. Oh, my husband was saying, Krishna is taking care of all the living beings. And he made my son, you know, the king. So, we have to learn to be dependent upon Krishna. But because of impurity and purifying process is this Vedi Bhakti, chanting of the holy name and following the regulative principles. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. This will purify. And only need of the time is purification. If purification is not there, I may become materially very qualified and spiritually I am not purified. Then it's not good. One need to be spiritually purified. In the nectar of devotion, a person who is not in Krishna consciousness has no good qualities. He may be highly educated from the academic point of view, but in the actual field of his activities, he can be seen to be baser than the animals. Even though a person is highly educated academically, if he cannot go beyond the sphere of mental activities, then he is sure to perform only material activities and thus remain impure. There are so many persons in the modern world who have been highly educated in the materialistic universities, but it is seen that they cannot take up the movement of Krishna consciousness and develop the high qualities of the demigods. So, purification, bhakti. Sabe pumso paro dharmo jato bhaktir adhokshaye. Lord is beyond our sense perception. I cannot perceive the Lord with my blunt materialistic senses. Adhokshe. Beyond my sense perception. Adhokshe. And What kind of devotion should be? Ahaituki. Apratihata. I am serving the Lord, working day and night, but I don't want anything in return. Then the word for you are working. I want to have His love, His mercy. I want to love the Almighty Lord. Shishi Gaur Nitai and Rukmani Dwarkadesh. I just want their love. I don't want anything else. This is the duty of everyone. But the system is totally, spoiled. Nobody is thinking of the spiritual life. Nobody thinks the purpose of life is to understand Krishna. Everybody is busy in material activities and trying to make a permanent home in a temporary situation. So much time is being wasted in the materialistic activities, and the result is in front of us: chaos, problems, mental disturbance, mental distress, and madness, and suicides, and criminality, and so many adverse things. So, many souls in the great land India renounce everything, totally dependent upon Krishna. Krishna takes care, beyond any doubt. But unless or until the purification is there, one cannot do that. One is always worried for his social security. Social security means no faith in Krishna. When one is worried for his social security, what is going to happen to me when I will grow old, it means you have no faith in Krishna. Prabhupada was not worried for social security. He came in old age, left the holy dham, Vrindavan dham, nobody do that. And Prabhupada used to say that Krishna is taking so nice care of me. He has given me so many sons and daughters. They are taking very nice care of me. When we are dependent upon Krishna, this happens. So we need to be dependent upon Krishna. We need not to be dependent upon our senses, you know. Our senses are blunt, materialistic senses. They are dragging us towards the hellish condition. So, the purport. The body is an effect of a cause, namely the five material elements. Earth, water, fire, air, and sky. In other words, one should know perfectly well that the material body is nothing but a combination of the five elements. This knowledge constitutes merging of the material body and the five material elements. Merging into the Brahma in perfect knowledge means understanding perfectly that one is not a body, but a spiritual soul. So this is our real identity. Reality that I am not this body. Our all the problems are due to bodily concept of life. We discussed yesterday also, similar, bodily concept of life. I am white, I am black, I am brown, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, I am rich, I am poor, I am this, I am that. Misidentification. And Prabhupada said in one place that if somebody says, I am not this body, you know. Prabhupada said that it's easy to say that I am not this body, but it's very difficult to put into practice. Once I was lecturing somewhere, I don't remember, somewhere in US or India, I don't know. Don't remember, long back. So, preaching was going on, we are not this body, one day we have to give up everything. So one lady, Indian background, Punjabi lady, rich lady, she had so many ornaments, you know. Indian ladies like to put ornaments, gold and diamond and jewelry, this, that. So there was, for little time, this woman, oh yes, Swamiji, what belongs to us? Nothing belongs to us. What we brought with us, what we are going to take with us, nothing is ours. So I know she was just talking, you know, everybody called false talking, you know. I said, Mata, you believe nothing belongs to us? Yes, Swamiji, what is ours? Nothing is ours. I said, then Mataji, yes. Can you do one thing? What? You have so much jewelry on your body. Give this, we will use in the service of Krishna. She shouted it like anything. She said, he trapped me and he's going to take the jewelry. So this is, yes, they are nothing belongs to me. They were saying, this kind of knowledge is not good. There was one king, Maharaja Harishchandra. Maharaja Harishchandra, he was a king of the whole world. And Vishwamitra Muni and Narada Muni, both were talking. And Naraji mentioned to Vishwamitra that Harishchandra. Harishchandra is a pure devotee. And Vishwamitra said, no, I can't believe. How a king? King means the man of pound and pence. Huh? Man, king means material enjoyment. How he can be? You know, he is. So, Vishwamitra said, I want to test him. He said, it's up to you. Vishwamitra Muni went to Maharaja Harishchandra. He greeted him, washed his feet, seated him nicely, did his aarti, served him. How I can serve you? What can I do for you? He came to test him. He said, yes, I want your kingdom. But a kingdom was never mine. You can have. Just like that, he said, you can have the kingdom. So, he was struck with wonder. Vishwamitra, oh my God, no attachment. Just like, you know, morning we go to the evacuation, we give up, we don't look back, you know. He gave up his kingdom like that. He wanted to trap him. He said, okay, when you give some charity to someone, then you give some dakshina, some coin, some money. Okay, you gave me your kingdom. I have accepted. And now you should give some dakshina. So, Maharaja Harishchandra said, yes, how much? 1100 gold coins. So, king was very, very naive and pure devotee. He said, all right. He said to his treasurer, bring 1100 gold coins from the treasury. Vishwamitra immediately stopped. He said, you gave me this kingdom? Yes, sir. So this treasury is not with the kingdom, it's separate? No, sir. Then go and work yourself. Give me 1100 gold coin. Because he wanted to let him down. So Maharaj Harishchandra, you know, he sold himself to one chandala. Chandal means to take care of crematorium for 600 gold coins. And he sold his wife, her name was Taramati. She was a pure devotee, both. He sold her for 500 gold coins to one washerman. Can you imagine? Anyways, very long story. What is the time? How many minutes more we have? Huh? How many? 10 minutes? Okay, should I complete the story or finish here? And it's actually, you know, okay, I will tell the last part of the story. What happened? Then now this mother, queen, immediately, she has to work now for the washerman. And one day, her son was Rohit. He was playing with his boy friends, and he was bitten by a snake. And bitten by a snake, she brought her son to cremate. And now that the chandala was taking care of crematorium, now he bought Maharaja Harishchandra for 600 gold coins, and he is given the duty, you know, people will cremate the dead bodies here, you take the tax from them. Make sure nobody should be cremated without paying the tax. So what happened that Queen Taramati came with her dead son to the crematorium, and she requested the person, I want to cremate my son. I said, give the tax, give the money. This much expenditure is there. She said, I have nothing. I said, but you have, there is one sign, the women, those who are not a widow, those who are Sauhagyavati means they have their husband. And it's quite expensive, you know, gold, something. So why don't you give this, you have this, around your neck. And who's the father of this boy? Why he cannot cremate his son? And actually, she didn't know. He didn't know. And when person taking care of the crematorium, give this your Mangal Sutra, called Mangal Sutra. And then I will let you cremate your son. No, this is a sign of my good husband. Who is your good husband? He cannot even cremate his son. Then he uttered the name. My husband is Maharaja Harishchandra. And he was the Harishchandra working there in the crematorium. Now he came to know my wife, my son. She came to know then. But still, he said, I cannot go because I am sold out to this chandala. And if I don't take any tax from you, then I'm cheating him. What to do? Okay, we will all die together. They made a, you know, what do you call, fire, the wood pair, what do you call that? Huh? Funeral fire. We all cremate ourselves. They all sat there, that son, immediately, Lord appeared, Naraji appeared. Vishwamitra appeared. He said, you are great. You are a devotee. And this, we have no match. So one who is a devotee, he can only pass a test, so many tests. And this is what is needed. We all need to become devotee. We all need to purify our consciousness so that when we are going to sit in a big test of leaving this world, we are properly situated unto the lotus feet of Shri Rukmini Dwarkadish. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Ram. Hare Ram. Ram Ram. Hare Hare. Jai Sri Krishna. Chaitanya. Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Advaita. Gadadhar, Shivasadi, Gaura Bhakta, Brinda, Nama Om, Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasthaya, Bhutale, Shremate, Bhakti Vedant, Swami, Itinamane, Namaste, Saraswati Deve, Gauravani, Pracharane, Nirvashesh, Shunyavadi, Paschatyadesh, Tarane. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you very much. Any question? comments anybody has? Hare Krishna.